You know all that talk about cicadas? Well, if you live in Florida, you are probably thinking about a different bug. Tens of thousands of genetically modified mosquitoes are being hatched in the Florida Keys and released into the wild. It's part of a federally approved experiment meant to control the species. Aedes aegypti is the name of this species, and they can carry diseases like Zika and yellow fever. This is the first ever experiment of its kind in the U.S., and there's both excitement and worry about it. Andrea Leal is executive director of the Florida Keys Mosquitoes Control District. They're working with the British biotech firm Oxitech to conduct this study. And Andrea, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, how does this work? How exactly are the mosquitoes genetically modified?
So the mosquitoes are genetically modified to basically kill the female mosquitoes. So one of the big things that is very important to know about any of this technology is that male mosquitoes do not bite. As we're moving forward with this project, we are releasing these genetically modified male mosquitoes into the environment. They will mate with our wild females, and then all of their female offspring then die. So only males survive, again, which do not bite.
Okay, this is fascinating. The idea here is that insecticides don't really work well enough to help in this effort. And you've seen outbreaks of some of these diseases in recent years. Is the ultimate goal to kill off the species entirely?
This particular species is really responsible for 100% of our human mosquito-borne diseases here in the Florida Keys. We saw outbreaks of dengue fever in 2009, 2010 in Key West, and again just last year in 2020 in Key Largo. So we are focusing on getting rid of this particular species. But this project itself is really the first step in a very long process as far as the regulatory authorities are concerned. So it'll be a very long time before we see any sort of elimination, if at all.
Okay. There are concerns, though, from residents. You mentioned that the male offspring don't bite, but that's one of the biggest concerns. Others just don't trust GMO. I mean, around half of American adults distrust genetically modified foods, for instance. How have you addressed those fears?
Trying really hard to explain the difference. You know, we're releasing an organism that is genetically modified, but it's modified to not persist. Whereas if you look at genetically modified foods, that's really, you know, increasing the hardiness of those foods. So it really is two completely different technologies.
What about the concern that you all are basically interfering with the ecosystem, that this is just another attempt by humans to control nature?
Well, this particular mosquito species is an invasive species. So it's not native here to the United States. It's found
in... They've been here since the 17th century, correct?
They did. They believe they came over on slave ships, yes. But as they adapted through time, they're utilizing habitats that are artificial. You know, so we're looking at discarded buckets, bird baths, tarps, boats, which you're not finding natural predators within those. So as you look at that particular species, taking it out of this ecosystem, they really don't play a huge role. And on top of that, they only make up about 4% of our entire mosquito population here in the Florida Keys.
What could this actually mean, though, for animals that eat these mosquitoes?
So it really wouldn't mean anything as far as that particular mosquito species is concerned. As I mentioned, there are very small numbers here in the Florida Keys. Our main mosquito is the salt marsh mosquito. And for other critters that might feed on mosquitoes, that's really the mosquito that they're going to be feeding on.
There's something else I want to ask you about. So Jeffrey Powell, he's an evolutionary biologist at Yale who studies mosquito genetics. He argues that whatever the concerns are, Oxitec's technology does not work. He actually shared data with Time magazine from a 2013 to 2015 Oxitec trial in Brazil, which he says shows the male's effectiveness decreased after about a year and a half because he argues females stopped mating with Oxitec's modified males. What do you say to that?
Well, I know that Dr. Powell did look at Oxitec technology in Brazil. That was their first generation technology. You know, this is a different technology that we're going to be testing here in the Florida Keys, or that we are currently testing here in the Florida Keys. And I know that the EPA has looked at all of that information and has, you know, rigorously vetted all of that prior to approving any trial.
If this works, what do you hope for next?
I really just hope that it's another tool that we can add to the toolbox. Aedes aegypti are very difficult to control. So the more tools that we have, the better we're going to be able to do our job and protect the public.
Andrea Leal is Executive Director of the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District. Andrea, thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you, Tanya.